All right, beautiful, beautiful day out there, sunshine, and 59 degrees here at KVOE, live and local. Get out and enjoy. Headlines this morning, a service of Bruss Sports Bar and Grill. Bruss has adjusted their limited hours this week, now through Saturday, September 11th. Bruss will be open from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Full-time hours coming soon. Bruss Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. Good morning. It is 7:04. 7:44. I need one more four in there. 7:44. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trust, and mortgage. And we say good morning to Karen Summers. Hi there, Karen.
Hi there, Ron.
How are you
today? I had to look at my watch. I thought, I'm going, did I miss something?
I needed one more four in there. 7:44. 7:04. Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great here on a Wednesday morning, and we're inching closer, Karen. Boy, there's so many community activities, wonderful community activities going on, and you have a big one that is not too far away.
That's right. A week from Saturday. I mean, this place is humming, isn't it?
It is.
Boy, it's just something going on all the time. But I've had a lot of questions about what, tell me again, what I can save, what I can shred, that sort of thing. And so I thought I'd just give you a refresher. You know, this is going to be not this Saturday, but Saturday the 18th, 9 to noon, at our Merchant Street Bank on our parking lot off of 8th and Constitution. So for 3 years, okay, you have to keep these things for 3 years. After 3 years, you can box them up and bring them to shred. Medical bills, in case of insurance disputes, credit card statements, expired insurance policies, and utility records, okay? After the 4 years, you can shred them. 7 years, all documents related to tax returns, medical bills if they're tax-related, accident reports and claims, sales receipts, and at least keep those for the life of the warranty if you when you buy your utilities, when you buy washer and dryer and those types of things, wage garnishments, other tax-related bills, and bank statements. Okay, so what can't you throw away? What can't you shred? And these are permanently, and we get our information from Poole and Associate. So they say it's very important that you keep all your income tax returns. I think I'm going to have to get a new room or something in the house for that. Income tax payments receipts or canceled checks, retirement and pension documents, CPA audits and reports, legal restaurants, important correspondence, and investment trade confirmations. You know, one thing that I want to mention that you need to keep is any more. There are so many rules out there. You know, when we open up checking accounts and savings accounts and any kind of accounts, we have to prove that you are who you are. And so you need to keep a utility bill with your address on it to verify your identity, that you live where you live. So they say you should keep one of those for up to 10 years. Otherwise, just keep one. You can shred all the rest of them. So there you go.
Well, there. Now, what about...
e-waste, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead and run down e-waste recycle day. That's a part of this event as well.
That's right, the Lyon County e-waste. So you can bring anything with a cord that takes a cord or batteries, flat screen TVs, not the great big CRT TVs. You can bring any of your electronic devices. If you bring, like, laptops and iPads and phones and that type of thing, make sure that you read how to take that back to factory settings so that you take all your information off of it. You don't want somebody getting stuff off of your devices. But anyway, you can bring toasters and vacuum cleaners and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So we will look forward to seeing you. We just encourage everybody to stay safe out there. Be careful. Use your head. You know, we kind of got this, kind of a sense of security. Didn't lay there for a while this summer thinking, oh, this COVID thing's not going to be. And now here we go again. So everybody just be safe and think about what you're doing.
All right. So again, save that date a week from Saturday, September 18th, ESB Financial free community-wide, that's community-wide, shred and e-waste recycle day. And how many boxes can we individually bring, Karen?
You may bring up to 5 boxes. Yeah. Individuals, no businesses, please. This is really for individuals' personal shredding.
Okay.
And it's free for everybody in the community. You don't have to be a client of BSB Financial. But anyway, so we look forward to seeing everybody and enjoying this weekend. Boy, there's a lot going on.
Indeed. Money message for us, Karen.
Money message. I want to say, don't forget Farmers Market tonight, and Go Hornets, our opening game on Saturday. How exciting. And the big flea market, and on a sad day, actually, September 11th, it just kind of hit me when you were saying that you're going to have the bell down there.
Yeah.
That it's been 20 years. Unbelievable.
It is. Karen, thank you very much. Mm.
Thank you, Ron. Everybody have a good weekend.
Karen Summers, ESB Financial, managing your money. ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 7:49 and a Wednesday morning hello to our good friend Dave Harding at Fanestel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today, sir?
Doing well, and I gotta mention that the bacon is mighty tasty this morning.
Oof, Dave, stop it. Come on.
I knew you would appreciate that, Ron.
I know. All right. Well, we've got some home football in town here this weekend, Dave.
Yeah, we do. And, boy, the weather this morning is beautiful. When you said it was 58 degrees, I thought, man, it's sure feels more like your fall sport weather. You got Emporia High having a home game this Friday, ESU's home opener is Saturday, and it's time to tailgate. And we feel like we're a pretty good headquarters for tailgating supplies. So come in and check out our brats. We've got some mighty tasty hot links. We've got smoked sausages, party time ham and turkey, and much more.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to figure out what to use for tailgate, come see us.
That's all you need to do. Stop out at Fanestel's Fresh Local Market, and you will be taken care of. Your tailgate is done, finished, and you will be ready. And if you need some deal on hamburger, what about today, Dave?
Yeah, today is hamburger sale day. We've got fresh ground beef and ground round available in our case, and we've got frozen 10-pound ground beef boxes as well as the patties on sale. Tomorrow we've got bacon on sale. Our Flint Hills regular and thick bacon will be on sale Thursday. And seafood-wise, we've got a great selection of tiger shrimp, wild sockeye salmon, crab cakes, scallops, salmon, and Chilean sea bass.
Great-tasting seafood, always at Fanestel's Fresh Local Market. All right, let's re-rack it, Dave.
All right, hamburger sale today, bacon on sale tomorrow, and go out and cheer on the Spartans Friday night and the Hornets on Saturday, and everybody have a great weekend.
And get out and grill, Dave.
Get out and grill.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, Dave Harding, Fanestel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. If you have any questions, they'll be happy to answer them. Give Fanestel's a call at 342-6354. Fanestel's Fresh Local Market. Good morning, 7:53.
You can drive for LCAT. LCAT is currently seeking part-time drivers for both public and on-demand vehicles. Plus, have a valid Kansas driver's license and driving record acceptable to KDOT. Find complete job details and more information at KDOT.